Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host, Katie Hake. I'm a registered dietitian, certified personal trainer, and my goal is to help you stop quantifying and start living. Today, we're going to talk a lot about imposter syndrome, and I'm going to give you about 4 or 5 tips to help you stop comparing yourself to others. I don't know about you, but when I get in this feeling of being an imposter, right? This imposter syndrome, it is really hard for me to get out of my own head. So I really hope these tips help you, whether you're going through that today, you've been through that, you know, in the past, and really some tangible action steps to help you move forward so that this doesn't become a block or a barrier to living your best life. All right, on to the show. So I am coming to you live from my hotel room in Miami Beach, Florida. It's about 10 o'clock, and this is what Miami looks like, I guess, in your late 20s when you've got other things to do. But for real, so I am here for a fitness conference. You know, those of you who've been listening to the podcast, you know that I wear a lot of different hats. I'm a dietitian, but also one of those other hats I wear is I am a trainer for a large fitness company. And essentially what I do is I train the trainers. So sometimes we get these opportunities to travel around the country and be on stage at these big conventions where they bring in all sorts of people through from the industry, whether it's equipment, other trainers, other companies, all sorts of things, health and wellness. So it's kind of a big deal. And I find myself, I've had other opportunities with this company, you know, to be in fitness videos and be on stage. And I just always find myself these thoughts kind of creeping in of imposter syndrome. So what is imposter syndrome? It's this feeling like you're a fraud, like I don't really deserve to be here, or despite all the things that I've achieved, you know, to get to the place that I am, whether it's in my business, my life, my career, whatever it is, I don't feel adequate, right? You still feel the sense of I'm not enough, essentially. And you know, I feel these feelings start to creep in, and I've talked to many other badass dietitians and trainers and, you know, not even just young. I've talked to people who've had so many years of experience in this industry who also feel, you know, these same feelings kind of creeping in. And so I figured, you know, maybe I'm doing this podcast for myself. Maybe I'm feeling a little selfish today, but I need a little pep talk. And I figured, gosh, if I'm going through this, then I'll bet that some of my fit friends kind of need to hear the same message too. So, you know, I'm getting ready to go to this convention and it's in Miami Beach. I've never been to Miami. Like, it sounds like such a big deal, but I'll just be transparent with you and share with you kind of some of the thoughts that come through my head, almost like subconsciously, right? Like, I don't even consciously think them or say them, but when I, like, they just appear, right? Like, you, do you know what I mean? When I say that subconsciously, like, they just, you don't speak them. But if you dig a little deeper, you go, that's what that comment in my head is saying. So for example, I practice a lot of intuitive eating. We've talked a lot about that on the podcast, but I find myself going, oh, maybe I shouldn't eat that. Like all these almost like diet culture thoughts creeping back in of, oh, well, you have to be on stage or people are looking at you, or there's this pressure of if you are selling and teaching fitness or, you know, even nutrition, that you've got to look a certain way. You've got to have a certain physique, be a certain size, eat a certain way, whatever, all these different things. And so the first thing that we have to do in order to, you know, break the cycle or stop it is you've got to recognize that we all experience it. I think regardless of the stage that you're at, you know, whether this is in business or on a personal level with other friends, family, relationships, whatever it is, recognize that comparing yourself and those feelings of inadequacy are part of being human, right? Like we are human beings. We are flawed by nature, and recognize that, okay, I'm feeling this and I'm not the only one who feels it. So you got to catch yourself when you're doing it, right? Like the first thing is being aware, knowing almost like your triggers or those situations that you tend to compare yourself to others, and catch yourself and start to stop that thought when you find it, right? So for me, I'm seeing the trend, right? It can potentially be around the fitness industry, or for me, it's For me, I find it's more so like these big steps in my career. For me, it's more career driven. But I also feel it sometimes when I'm scrolling through social media or, you know, I'm looking on Facebook, you start to look at other people's lives and think, oh my gosh, if only I had this, that, whatever it is that you're looking at. You know, so ask yourself, are you comparing yourself to this person because of materialistic items or is it something else? You know, are you scrolling through Instagram and going, oh, their life just must be so much better because they posted a picture of their new car? Or see if you can almost peel a little bit deeper of like, well, what is that triggering inside of me? And I mean, let's make the best of it. Almost use it for motivation. Like, okay, what is bugging me about seeing this? Or what is bugging me about this situation? So I'll use myself as an example. You know, if I'm finding myself having those thoughts about, you know, like dieting or body image, getting ready for a fitness conference, well, and comparing myself to all these other sculpted trainers in the area, I need to go, hold on, that's not on them, that's on me. And maybe I need to take a little bit of time before I go to this conference to talk to a therapist or listen to some body positive podcast and just be intentional about the thoughts that I'm putting into my head prior to that situation. Next, I want you to remind yourself the truth. Like, what is the truth? What have you actually accomplished in order to get to wherever you're at today? So for me, I'm here in Miami. I actually did this. I texted my sisters when I was getting on my plane and I said, because you don't want to sound braggy. Like, nobody likes a bragger, you know, but it is important to celebrate your success and take a moment to reflect on that. Otherwise, we go, 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 we compare ourselves and we get burnout. So for me, I literally texted my sisters and I said, can we just take a moment to recognize that I am going to freaking Miami in October on a Wednesday to teach fitness? Like, wow, this is like my dream. Like, this is happening. You know, for me, I always have to remind myself too, like, I've been with this company for 4 years. Like, I've taught a lot of freaking fitness classes and put in a lot of hours of work and practice and choreography and literally sweat, blood, and tears to get to this moment. So I deserve to be here, right? Like, not saying that to compare it to anybody else or lessen anybody else's success. I think we still can celebrate the success of others without, I read a quote somewhere. It was like, just because you celebrate someone else's success isn't going to dull your shine. It sounded much better than that. But the idea is that celebrating yourself as well, it's not taking away from others, but it's important to recognize what it is that you've accomplished. And, you know, I really challenge you to incorporate this more regularly, whether it's monthly or it's weekly or it's you treat yourself to a manicure or pedicure once a month. And that's when you write your goals for the month and you go look back at your previous goals, you know, something like that. But that's almost a way to put up kind of those barriers to prevent having that imposter syndrome. Now, in addition to recognizing and celebrating the success that you've had and the accomplishments that you've achieved, is focus on what you do have. I think this is so important, especially when it comes to material items and, you know, oh, she's got those shoes. Oh, she's got those fancy sneakers, and I'm staring at all my shoes right now. Or she's got biceps, or she's got abs. Like, what do you have? You know, what do you have in your life? Do you have family who's supportive? Do you have a really good friend group? You know, you can be as simple as, do you have a roof over your head? Do you have food? Do you stress about living paycheck to paycheck? Like, I think when we put it into perspective of all the things you do have, and then you compare it to somebody who doesn't have a lot or as much as you, whether that's mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever it is, gosh, it's really hard to feel bad when we focus on gratitude. We've talked about that on the podcast before, right? But that focus of what do I have and how can I be content with what I have? And I'm not telling you to settle. I'm not telling you to, well, that person's driving this car, so you shouldn't even aim for that because that's being, I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for. You know what I'm talking about. So be hungry, like be hungry and motivated to achieve goals. And, oh, wow, that person is doing this. What is it about that that is so compelling or makes you feel bad? You know, if it's this person's traveling all the time, well, are you jealous of their trips or are you jealous of the time away that they are spending with their spouse or loved one? Are you jealous of just their ability to travel the world or you know, experience new adventures? Take a minute and have a reality check. You could do that. You don't have to have a ton of money to experience something new or to have an adventure. So bring yourself back down to earth and find creative ways to still be hungry and motivated, but still be content and happy with what you do have. You know, the fact that you are listening to a podcast right now, you're learning, you're getting smarter, you're learning more about yourself on probably an iPhone or internet, like that right there is pretty cool. And think about how many people don't have that opportunity or don't have the drive that you do. The last tip I want to leave you with is I want you to remind yourself that good things are coming your way. There are so many blessings that are in your future, whether that's today, tomorrow, 5 years from now. If you can just start to believe that, like I'm telling you it, I believe it, but do you believe it? You can start to come from that abundancy mindset, move away from the scarcity mindset of, you know, I'll never be enough or I'll never have this or that, fill in the blank comparison to that person next to you. Call it what you want. I believe in God, whatever your religion is. Like if you believe that higher power is going to provide and good things are coming, whatever you want to call it again, faith, destiny, the universe, God, it's going to come your way. It's like putting those vibes out there and having that belief. It's like we all know that friend who's negative and bad things always happen. Like there's a black cloud that follows them around, right? Don't have that black cloud. Believe that good things are coming. Stay positive. Focus on what you have. Continue the abundancy mindset. And number one, you're going to live a more content, happier, fulfilled life. And number two, it's only going to get better. Like it just has to. I firmly believe that. And I hope you start to as well. If you haven't already, I would love if you would join us in our Facebook group, our community. It's if you just search on Facebook, Fit Friends Tribe. We discuss a lot of the podcast episodes on that page, and it's really a space to connect on a lot of these different topics. You know, the people in these groups are people that you want to be with, right? Like-minded go-getters trying to just be better, right? From mind, body, health, spirit. So I invite you to join it. It's totally free. There's no strings attached. We post the episodes and we talk about it. That's pretty much it. We've had a lot of neat relationships form in that group. So friendships, accountability, partners, whether that's business, exercise, whatever it is that you need, you're probably going to be able to find it. So if you go to that Facebook page, we'll put a link in the show notes. You are more than welcome to hop on over and talk about this a little bit more because I would love to hear, you know, what it is that you're struggling with. And maybe we can all support each other and just give each other ideas for more specific scenarios that you're going through, because I think we can all relate a lot more than we think. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. Again, hit that subscribe button. That's how we reach more people. That's how you get those episodes downloaded to your phone right away. And you won't want to miss next week's episode. Lauren is back in action. We will be recording live from Business Boutique in Nashville. So that's another major conference that we're attending with a bunch of other female entrepreneurs, and I'm super excited. So what are we going to talk about? I don't know. Maybe you should drop us a note on the gram and let us know what you want to hear. All right. Have an awesome week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.